The day the donuts disappeared from the quick trip, I knew we were in trouble. A fearless misfit tried to warn you when you were trying to be cool. No lying, justifying all society's rules. God, politics, drugs, sex, and yes, y'all, TED Talks from Jesus. You worship Les Paul, or maybe it's Prince. Ever since I got a new religion, I'm not so damn consumed with consumerism. Ain't it time we examine the facts, man? I stay sharp like the claws on Hugh Jackman. They real, and I feel like a fucking hero. Duke in her trunk, but don't touch De Niro. Living on the edge, taking acid at a kid's party. Sweating bullets full of caffeine, that shit's hardly a day's work, and I'm talking my shit, cause I used to have it worse than Oliver Twist, dick pics, and John Wayne stories, man. My aura is your mom bumping Sepultura, no quarter. Tweeting at the end of the world, telling street jokes. The illest motherfucker that you ever could meet, folks. How do I sleep at night? Huh, comfortably. Hope you're in the mood for some impolite company.
So if you loaded up this episode expecting the normal hijinks, that's not what you're going to get today. There's no comedy in this. It's not even necessarily an episode. It's just a buffer in the stream of content that I've been producing. We've held back on releasing the next few episodes of Impolite Company. They're pre-recorded, and they were recorded back before George Floyd was murdered by Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. And it felt weird in this time of national conversation about police brutality, about how in an encounter with the police, an unarmed black male is much more likely to not walk away from it than I am. In this conversation we're having about this, it felt weird to release these episodes, which are really fun, but they were recorded during the time of quarantine when we were dealing with a different national crisis, this global pandemic of COVID-19. And while it's fun to have these episodes where I interview comics, asking them if they're fucking or not, it wasn't what I wanted to go to you and say, hey, turn off your news, turn off your live stream, unplug from watching the struggle unfold around you, and instead listen to me. So I held back. But as weird as it would have felt to release those episodes while the news was filled with images of people literally dying in the street, it would also be weird just to jump right back in now without acknowledging that these episodes were recorded at the beginning of May and how different the world looks. And even if you've known what's going on around you, the fact that people are talking about it, that's weird. How different the world looked at the beginning of May compared to how it looks now, it's not addressed in these episodes. I just watched Dave Chappelle's special, 846. If you haven't watched it, watch it. If you want to know why people are angry, if you want to know about the distrust that blacks in this country, especially young black men, have towards the police, it's a great thing to watch. On the Impolite Company page, I posted an article by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar where he talks about the protests themselves and about the violence that comes after the protests on some occasions, and about what drives people to riot and loot in the streets. At the same time, they're looking for political change. Trevor Noah has a brilliant video as part of his daily show at home where he discusses how the American contract is broken if you're African American in this country. And if anybody should know about racism, it's Noah, who comes from South Africa. There's a million different sources, and if you can't find an opinion that maybe you don't even agree with, but at least explains to you what's going on, then you're not looking. A thing that's been getting me lately is how much attention is paid to the fact that this started with a chokehold, and they keep using the word chokehold, as if an arm was placed around George Floyd's neck by Derek Chauvin for just a few seconds until the man stopped struggling, which he wasn't doing in the first place. People see the word chokehold and they think about professional wrestling or something they've seen in a movie or something they've seen on a television show. And they see like a sleeper hold pictured in their mind or some other brief human interaction that happens to be violent. George Floyd laid in the street face down with a knee to the back of his throat for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And I wonder if some people don't realize how long 8 minutes and 46 seconds was. Like maybe when you hear that measure of time, it doesn't register you as particularly long. And I think you can get caught up in that representation of the measure of time and not think about what 8 minutes and 46 seconds feels like. We say time is relative as a concept of physics, but it's also relative in the sense of psychology and what the human brain feels. 8 minutes and 46 seconds can feel like forever, especially if you're face down on the pavement with Derek Chauvin's knee in the back of your throat, unable to breathe. If someone can't grasp the cruelty of what George Floyd experienced, if you can't figure out how long that must have felt like, what does 8 minutes and 46 seconds feel like to the average person who is able to breathe? There are easy ways to measure this to a light degree that won't cause you any harm, that won't cause you as much pain as it caused George Floyd when Derek Chauvin of the Minneapolis police killed him. Go to YouTube. Sit somewhere very quiet at your dinner table, in a chair on your front porch, put some headphones in, wherever, somewhere. Be not distracted by anything else around you. Don't watch TV while you do this. Don't have a conversation with someone while you do this. Be alone with your thoughts and stay in the moment. Find the MTV cut of Meatloaf's I Would Do Anything for Love. And it sounds like I'm making a joke, but I'm not. Find that video. Sit very still. Play that video. Do nothing else but pay attention to that video. Watch every second. The entire song is 1 minute less than George Floyd lay there unable to breathe. Another way to experience exactly how long that is, go to Spotify. Find Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, you know, the theme song from Titanic. And again, these sound like I'm setting up a joke. I'm not. I'm just figuring out how to convey to you how long this can feel in a non-life-threatening situation. But again, sit somewhere quiet with no distractions. Stay in the moment from beginning to end. Experience every moment of My Heart Will Go On. Don't start thinking about what you had for breakfast or how you'll go about your life or the birthday party you'll have this year. Listen to every second of My Heart Will Go On. And when you get to the end, start the song again. After you've listened to that song twice, it's just a little bit more, just a few seconds longer than George Floyd laid there dying. 8 minutes and 46 seconds can be an eternity. Both of those activities felt like forever to you, probably. And you did it in the comfort of your home, with oxygen freely being supplied to your brain, without a 180-pound man pressing down on your neck, blocking your airway. But he came unresponsive. Derek Chauvin, knowing that the man beneath him could not move, no longer pose a threat to him or anyone as if he ever did, remained on the back of his neck for another 2 minutes and 35 seconds. That's the entirety of Weezer's Buddy Holly. False ending and all. He stood there basically posing on top of a man who was already in the process of dying. It wasn't a chokehold. Derek Chauvin was a cop for 19 years. He served two tours as a military police officer. A lot has been made of the fact that he had complaints on his record. He also had commendations. The man was given the department's Medal of Valor more than once. He was not a rookie who accidentally used a chokehold too long on a suspect. He was a trained police officer steeped in the culture and knowledge that comes with being a member of the law enforcement community in this country. And he knew exactly what he was doing. He may not have expected Floyd to die, but he also didn't care. I talk a lot about law enforcement and how I'm not a particular fan of authority, especially if official authority. And I get it. You might have cops in your family. You have cop friends. I have cop friends. And on their own, they're fine people in some cases. That does not change the fact that the police as an institution in this country have a serious problem and have had for a long time. And that's what we're seeing in the streets. People outside of just the demographic that police are threatening the most are starting to feel this way too. Black lives matter. It shouldn't be a controversial thing to say. When I say Black lives matter, you should just respond, yeah, they sure do. Instead of becoming defensive as if I've somehow taken something away from you by saying that. I became an adult in the 90s. So I don't stand here claiming to be some woke genius who better than you for any thoughts he holds. I've had shitty thoughts. I've done shitty things. And all I hope is that as I progress through life, I get a little better each year. And that's all the world is asking of you. That's all we're asking of the world. Like, I get tearing down your institutions is hard. Pulling down a statue might hit you emotionally. But the goal isn't to wipe you off the earth. The goal is to encourage you to share this earth. My name's Chris Sear. This is a quasi-episode of Impolite Company. George Floyd was murdered. If you listen to the beginning of this episode, the intro is different. We've changed it. It's no longer the klaxon sounding off and then the theme song that I used to use. We've switched it up. Before the pandemic began, I went to my friend Lifestyle, and I asked him if he just had a piece of music I could use as the intro. I like his music, and I just wanted something a little more modern. And so I was like, if you have some beats laying around that I could buy off you, I would do it, and I'd like to use it. And instead, what he did was write a custom intro to this. If you listen to the show, there's a lot of Easter eggs in there. So shout out to Lifestyle. You can get him and Kanata Smith's album, From Which I Came. You can listen to it on Spotify right now. I'll put a link to that. You'll play it for a while. Impolite Company. I'm your host, Chris Sear. No gods, no masters. Peace out. My aura is your mind bumping Sepultura. No quarter. Tweeting at the end of the world, telling street jokes. The illest motherfucker that you ever could meet, folks. How do I sleep at night? Comfortably. Hope you're in the mood for some Impolite Company.